Brian Munns with TSN 1290. Just your thoughts, obviously, on the news today coming to Winnipeg, and how much has it been on your mind over the last few days as to what could possibly happen?
Yeah, it's definitely been on my mind for sure. Obviously the state of the Sens, and everybody knew they were in a rebuild, and being a UFA, we didn't really have much going in regards to contract talks, and when you're getting close to, a week out, it's, the kind of the writing's on the wall in that regard. So, I'm kind of happy it was done now before right up to trade deadline, and, it's kind of more relief just to get to kind of know where you stand and kind of see it play out. And, being traded to Winnipeg, I'm very excited for the opportunity. I think it's a good fit for me. I hope to be, a guy they can rely on there in the back end. I know they've needed some help, losing Trouba and Byfuglien. And, I just hope to be a seamless fit there and help this team push for the playoffs and get into the dance.
What's your plan here over the next day or so?
It's funny that the first game, I guess, is against the Sens. So I think right now the plan is for me just to hang out here and meet the team tomorrow and then get right back into it and play Ottawa on Thursday. But I'm not 100% sure. I still think we're trying to figure out the logistics.
Thanks.
Dylan, Paul Friesen at the Winnipeg Sun. How weird will that be, just kind of staying there and then playing your old team?
Definitely weird. I don't know if they're just going to bring my gear over for me if I need to go grab it out of the room. But, I guess that's kind of lucky that maybe I don't have to leave and rush out of here. I can, take my time and, head and play against Ottawa, which will be, it'll be funny. And I guess it would have to happen at some point. So it's good to get that first one maybe out of the way right away.
And do you know anyone well here with Winnipeg? And how would you describe what kind of defenseman you are?
I don't think I know too many guys. I played against Mark Scheifele all through growing up. We're the same age, and he played, Kitchener Junior Rangers. I played London Junior Knights, so that's a familiar face from playing against him. And then in the OHL, and I actually know Nate Boileau a little bit. He has some ties to the London area. He's from Strathroy. So I've seen him in bits and parts over a few summers. So there's maybe a few familiar faces. But outside of that, maybe not too many guys off the top of my head. And my style of play, I think, for me is I think I'm just a solid, reliable defenseman. I'm a guy that, can log minutes against, top lines. And I think the last 2 years in Ottawa, I've been able to get an opportunity to showcase that on a more consistent basis. And for me, I think when I play solid in my own zone, play steady, the offense will come for me from the back end. And I'm just looking forward to being a piece of this puzzle here in Winnipeg. And it's a great team. Looking forward to get it going.
Thank you, sir.
Dylan, Mike McIntyre from the Winnipeg Free Press. Obviously, the trade deadline is still a week away. Were you surprised at all that maybe this happened when it happened? Were you thinking this might come right down to the deadline for you? Did it catch you by surprise at all to find out today you were being moved?
Tough to say. I think the only thing that maybe surprised me that today is because I was getting ready for a game. I was just kind of hanging out in pregame, and I got a call. So I think maybe just because it was a game day, I was a little surprised. But, like I said, the contract negotiations were slow, and we weren't really having much dialogue going. So I figured, as every day gets closer, there's obviously more of a chance and more of a likelihood to be traded. So I would say in regards to timing, it's just maybe because it was a game day, I was a little surprised. But outside of that, I wasn't really too surprised.
Obviously, a tough season in Ottawa with where the Senators are in the standings, and seen that they've had some difficulty maybe getting big crowds there lately. What's it going to be like to come to Winnipeg there, right in the thick of a playoff race, and to still play in a Canadian market, the one that's sort of competing right now to get back to the playoffs?
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to that opportunity. Winnipeg's always a tough building to come into when you're a road team. It's loud, it's rowdy, the fans are very passionate, and I think the team itself plays hard and they play fast. And every time I've played Winnipeg, it's always been a team I've been impressed with. So to be a part of a team like that, and You know, top to bottom, it's a very strong team, very well coached, and you know, I'm really looking for the opportunity to you know, go ahead with this playoff push and hopefully get in and make some noise.
And just last one from me, but yeah, you're a teammate, or were a teammate, with Ron Hainsey, who obviously spent some time here. Will you be picking his brain at all on Winnipeg before you move to your new team?
Yeah, definitely. I forgot that he was there. You know, we talked briefly a bit about Winnipeg. He enjoyed his time there, and I'll definitely have to chat with him. Me and Ron actually sat beside each other in the room all season, so I've got to know him pretty well. He's a great character. He's a great man, and I definitely will have to pick his brain a little bit.
Great stuff. Thanks.
Yep.
Dylan, Scott Billick from the Winnipeg Sun here. Welcome to Winnipeg. Just wondering, for you, this season, obviously a tough one in Ottawa. How have you been able to, you know, still play as well as you have in that environment? And maybe the environment wasn't as bad as it looks on the outside, but you know, how have you been able to, you know, just keep up a high level of play and playing there?
Well, I think first and foremost, you know, I was just given an opportunity to show what I can do on a consistent basis here. And I've always had, you know, a belief in my abilities. And when I was in San Jose, you know, I was behind some really good players on the back end. And I just didn't get my chance on a consistent basis to get a lot of minutes. As soon as I was traded to Ottawa, I was given that opportunity. You know, and I played some really good D partners in my time there. Thomas Chabot, I played mostly this year with Mark Borowiecki, who's having an excellent season. And, you know, I think those guys helped elevate my game. And I think, you know, being entrusted by the coaching staff when I was there, you know, they gave me an opportunity to succeed. And I think I just kind of took that advantage and just ran with it. So I think, you know, for me, no matter who I'm playing with, no matter what team I'm on, I just try to do the best I can and play hard. And just play to my strengths. And, you know, that team there in Ottawa, obviously, you know, the record it speaks for itself. But the team itself, you know, there wasn't many games where we were out of games. And we were in, you know, the thick of things in a lot of those games and went right down to the wire. So that team, you know, we played really hard in Ottawa. And, you know, we made games tough for opponents. I think a lot of teams thought they were going to come in and just walk over us. And in Ottawa, we didn't let that happen on a lot of nights. So, you know, obviously lost a lot more games than we won, but we played hard, and I think they're building the right way foundation-wise to be a good team in the future.
For sure, and obviously, you know, you're just traded not long ago. How do you view this time in Winnipeg? Do you, I mean, would you think about re-signing here? Or are you wanting to head to unrestricted free agency? How do you kind of, or have you not even really thought of that at all, I guess?
I mean, definitely haven't thought of it at all. I think, you know, for me, I just want to be a part of this team in the last 20 games or so here and do what I can to help this team make the playoffs. And I think, you know, both sides will probably see how the fit is and go from there. I just know from my time playing against Winnipeg and, you know, the city and the team, the make of the team, I think it's a very bright team with a great future that I definitely could see myself being a part of. Obviously, that's not me saying you know, I'm going to sign here in the future, but, you know, I'm really looking forward to these, you know, last 20 games in this playoff push and hopefully get in and you know, see what happens from there. But I'm very excited for the opportunity.
Awesome. Thank you.
Hi, Dylan. Kelly Moore from 680 CJOB here in Winnipeg. Welcome aboard. And I guess the question I'd like to ask you is, if you take into account the extra minutes that you played in Ottawa, how much of a better defenseman are the Winnipeg Jets getting than what the Senators received?
I think, you know, you're compared to my time from San Jose to Ottawa, I think I've just been able to find my game in regards to just being able to do it on a daily basis. And I think that's, you know, the consistency of doing it every night has just proven to myself and everybody that I can be a reliable defenseman in this league. And, you know, I think, you know, given different roles in Ottawa, you know, I was playing a little bit of power play, a little bit of PK, I kind of did a little bit of everything. You know, this season was more PK, maybe more defensive role. You know, I think I can provide some offense. But for me, you know, I think I just proved, you know, to myself and to the league that I can be a top-end guy, a guy that can play against top lines and, you know, just eat minutes and play PK and just kind of do all the little things right.
Were you more prepared for this trade than you were for the first time around?
I would say yes. The first one came totally out of the blue, considering I was just getting ready for a season in San Jose, and it happened before training camp even started. So that one was more of a blind side. This one, you know, you can kind of see things progressing, and you know, you're running out of time here. There's only a week left to trade deadline. So definitely I would say the first one was more of a blind side. This one I was a little more prepared for.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Paul Friesen again at the Sun. On that vein, Dylan, you know, the trade is a funny thing. You can either feel discarded or wanted. Which is it for you today?
Well, I think I'm wanted for sure. I think, you know, there's a lot of defensemen, obviously, that are UFAs or you know, guys that are on the market. And I think Winnipeg chose me, you know, for what I can bring to the table. And I feel like I was wanted for sure. And, you know, I think it's a great fit for myself and I think for the team. I think, you know, I think I'll fit in seamlessly there and you know, hopefully, you know, play well there and play hard for that that team, that organization, and do my job, and hopefully we can, you know, make the playoffs. So it's a really exciting time, and looking forward to playing some big games down the stretch.
Thank you.
Dylan, this is Murat with The Athletic in Winnipeg. Pardon me if this was asked earlier. I'm just wondering if you'd had a chance to talk about who you'll play with, and you're talking about your fit, if they've given you a sense of what your role will be or who your partner might be.
No, they haven't said anything yet, and I'm not too sure. You know, obviously anything can change, and, you know, injuries happen, whatever it may be. I'm just looking forward to, you know, just being a part of that team, and, you know, whoever I play with, I'm just looking forward to just gaining some chemistry quick and being a good partner for whoever it will be.